Welcome to lesson 44 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm Tony O'Rourke and I'm teaching Jerry here how to play traditional Irish tunes on the guitar.
Hi Tony, and today we've got a return to normal programming after our brief foray into Danny Boy last week.
That's correct, and today we're going to have a look at a tune called The Echoes of Killarney. Now, in the 1990s, we in Melbourne and Australia in general were most fortunate to have a group of extraordinary talented young musicians, who, all of them at the time were teenagers, visit our shores on numerous occasions. The group's name was Ceol Ciorí, Ciorí being the Irish name for Kerry. Now, many of those young musicians went on to higher honours. At least five, possibly more, but the five that I know of, Maura Walsh on the concertina, Danny O'Mahony, Anne Parr Foley on accordions, Dermot O'Brien on the fiddle, and Matthew Reedy on the tenor banjo, went on to win All-Ireland music titles. And as I said, I've probably missed some others. There were also step dancers in the group of the highest standard. And I know one of those step dancers went on to dance in the River Dance. We enjoyed many sessions with them and friendships that endure to this very day. Anyway, this is one of the tunes that they recorded on their first recording, and I think they made about six CDs. And incidentally, one of those musicians I mentioned, Dermot O'Brien, I was in Ireland in 2007, and I bought a CD of Dermot's that he released in 2007 called Corja Corjean, which roughly translates as accordion friends. It's Dermot is a fiddle player, and on this particular CD, he's got eight different accordion players that play on various tracks with him. And I must say that it was... The pick that and the Donal Clancy CD were the two picks, my favourite CDs. So if you see it around, it's just called Corja Corjean by Dermot O'Brien. Absolutely super CD of fiddle and accordion music. Now, this tune is a slide called The Echoes of Killarney, and Killarney lies near Loch Lane, I think it's pronounced, yep, in County Kerry, not too far from Dingle Bay. The word kill, C-I-L-L in Irish, means a church. And many towns in Ireland have the word kill in their name. Now, there's no letter K in Irish, but when translated into English, we get Kilkenny, Kilkee, Killavel, Killoran, Killock, and so on. And there's also a similar word called creel, which means a wood, and which is also translated as K-I-L-L. Slides are often treated or mistreated as just dance tunes, played very fast to accommodate dancers. And you don't always hear them played much at sessions. I like to take a bit of the pace off these slides and play them as standalone pieces of music. In this tune, I've added an E minor chord at the end of the third bar. This simple enough addition to the accompaniment creates a very special effect. Remember that when you have a crotchet quaver combination, you pick down for both notes. And when you have three quavers as part of the one group, that is, joined by a beam, then you pick down, up, down. I mentioned in an earlier episode that if you played the Teddy Bear's Picnic at a reasonably quick tempo, you'd be playing more or less a slide, although I don't believe that the Teddy Bear's Picnic originated in Kerry. Although knowing Kerry people, they probably claim that one as well, but anyway, I've included a separate accompaniment sheet for this tune in the booklet. Now, there's an alternative B part. The regular part starts on a G chord. The alternative one starts on an E minor. You will hear how merely by changing one chord, how much of a difference this one chord change can make to the overall sound of the tune.
And a reminder that the booklet with sheet music, chords, scales and so on can be downloaded for $9 from www.irishguitarpod.com.
Okay, and we'll see you all next week.